Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I'm Adanna Austin. I'm your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. Yes? Get more to earn more money in their business. And the two things are very, very related. What you have to understand is that in order to get good, great sales, you need to have great marketing. So when a client comes to me with that challenge, we go through a series of questions, right? The first thing that I ask is, what you're selling, obviously. What you're selling, hi. What are you selling? What is your price range? Who are you selling to? We get really, really clear on those things, right? Because sometimes those things need tweaking, and that may be why you're not getting the sale, right? The what you're selling, you may not have done enough research about the actual solution. You may not have done enough research about the pricing of your solution, or you may not have done enough research about who you are trying to sell to, because you're trying to sell to everybody. And when you do that, you will find that you will struggle to get the sales that you actually want in your business. So you want to pay attention to those three things. So those are some of the questions that I ask most entrepreneurs when they come to work with me, and they say that they are struggling with sales or struggling to attract more of their ideal clients to their business. And then the conversation gets even bigger, because in order for people to trust you and to buy from you, they have to know, number one, that you exist. Right? And most times they need some kind of proof that you can actually solve the challenges that they have. And that's why I said today's conversation is about having great marketing. If you have great marketing, eventually you will have great sales, right? Remember, sales doesn't happen overnight. Sales happens on a consistent basis, on a daily basis. That is where you have to put your head down and really focus on your marketing. And that marketing is where you time building a relationship with your audience, right? That's where you share value, because it is in sharing the value that people will eventually say, yes, they want to buy from you. So the two things work hand in hand. Marketing is not sales and sales is not marketing, but your marketing, great marketing, leads to consistent sales, right? So a lot of times when you start your business, you want to just start a Facebook page, you want to do some graphics, you want to put it out there and just say, buy from me, buy from me. But the thing that you're missing is that you have not built an active and engaged audience. You have not audience that you are the best solution for their challenges, because you have not had any conversations, you haven't engaged, you haven't shown them any testimonials, you haven't shared any stories, you haven't shared any tools, you haven't shared any resources. They don't know you. You guys, is like dating, right? If a guy asks you out, you expect to go on dates with him and get to know him, get to know about his family, what his likes and his dislikes, what he likes to eat, where he likes a vacation, you know, what he studied, what he wants to do with his life. That is what marketing is. That is what building a business is. It's about creating those relationships with your ideal client. So it's not just about putting out a flyer and saying this is what we have for sale, but starting conversations with your ideal client, so that one, you will get to know them a little better, so that you can start to speak in their language and speak directly to them as opposed to over them, right? And two, you will get the sales. When it's time for you to say, I have this great offer, it's going to be a no-brainer for them to say, yes, I want to buy from you, because story of your business, story of your brand, and why you think it's the best solution for them. Does that make sense, guys? Is it making sense? So your sales, yes, we all want sales. Yes, we all want consistent sales. Yes, we all want daily sales. Desire, and yes, it is something that we can all have. It is not something that is out of reach. You can definitely this so that you can get sales on a consistent basis. But in order for you to do that, you have to make sure that you have great marketing, right? So as I said, when somebody comes, we talk about the offer, we talk about the pricing, we talk about who's the ideal clients, and then we go into the bigger conversation about where can your audience find you, right? And if you say to me, well, Adana, they can find me on Instagram, or on Facebook, or they can find me on the radio every Sunday at 3, or they can find me, you know, in this newspaper. The other question is, how often are they seeing you? What exactly are you sharing with them? Is the information that you're sharing with them building that trust? Is it inspiring them, motivating them, educating them, and even to an extent entertaining them, right? So that they can build that trust, right? I always tell you to look at when you go and shop online. If you go on any one of those online platforms that we love to shop on, let's say Amazon for instance, when we see something that we like, so we may go and search for something, one of the first things that we do is scroll down to the product reviews, right? Because we also want to know what were other people's experience with the purchase, with the use, with the how long they use it for, how long was like, what results did they get, and all trust. All of that is building the relationship. All of that is engaging so that you can actually get what you want. Guys, the other big thing about sales is that if you want the sales, you have to do the work. If you want the sales, you have to do the work. Too much times I'm hearing entrepreneurs say, oh my gosh, yes, I was supposed to do that. And yes, I'm supposed to do the video. And yes, I'm supposed to send out the emails. And yes, I'm supposed to post. But there are so many different excuses. And in fact, we should have excuses now because we have so many tools to automate a lot of what we have to do. You don't want to automate your whole business, obviously. But there are so many tools now that we can use that allows us to automate a big chunk of our business so that we don't have to be tied to our phone or our computers, right? You want the sales, you want the daily sales, you want the sales, you want the sales that make sense. You want the sales that are going to allow you to sleep well at night and not have anxiety about your bills, right? You want those sales, then you have to do the work. You have to do the activities that you know would lead you closer to that goal, right? Whatever that financial goal is, whether it's $5,000, $1,000, $10,000, $30,000, whatever your financial goal is, right? You have to do the work. It's not enough to just sit down and say, I want it, or to sit down and say, well, I'm doing the mindset work for it, which is important, obviously, right? But after the mindset work comes the action. And if you're not doing the work, you're not posting, you're not engaging, you're not sending emails, you're not answering people when they respond to you, you're not doing any of those things, then yeah, you're going to struggle, right? So you have to set up a rhythm for your business. Like I did a short video this morning and I was saying, like, today is our usual follow-up day. Today is the day we usually follow up with everybody we send out our proposals to. Today is also the day that we usually write our blog and get it all fancied up to publish on Sunday, right? We have a rhythm to how we market, and we have a rhythm to how we ask for the sale so that nobody in my team, including myself, becomes overwhelmed. We don't get despondent. We don't procrastinate because we have particular days to do particular things and get things out. And we're not wishing, just sitting back and wishing and hoping for these sales. We're actively working and putting in the action to get the sales that we want, right? So you want those sales, guys, then you have to get up off your butts. You need to get up off your butts and do the work, right? Go and do your stories. Go and do your reels. Go and do your videos. Go and send out that email. Go and write that blog. Go and send out that proposal, right? Go and create that lead magnet, right? Go and set up that webinar to allow people to learn more about you. Do what you have to do to get the sales. The sales are not going to just come and fall in your lap. And I feel like, and I find that that's where they miss the mark, right? That's where they miss the mark. Or they do training after training after all the tools. But when it actually comes into doing the thing that they're supposed to do, for whatever reason, whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, whatever it is, but that's where they pause, right? The sales are not going to come if you don't get to action. You get great sales with great marketing. So make sure your marketing and PR is also great. Make sure people know that you exist, because you can't will come. So your job as an entrepreneur is to make sure that you are visible. You are showing up both online and offline where your ideal clients are. For them, build on that marketing, and from your great marketing, you will get great sales. Remember, you are a bookstore. You're not a library. I heard that from one of my great coaches, right? You're a bookstore. You're not a library. People are not in your business to browse, and then walk out and don't pay a cent. You want them to come in, book, look at the back of the book, read the synopsis, you know, engage with your product, and then walk to the cashier and pay for your book or for whatever it is in the bookstore. Pay for it and then walk out. You understand, guys? So that is my message for you today. Great marketing leads to great sales. Get up and do the work in order to get the sales that you want. Yeah, I hope this message meets you well. I hope it inspires you to get up and get it.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.